In the last verse of our gospel, Jesus says to the penitent thief, "This is the truth, I tell you. Today you will be with me in paradise." Please be seated. By now, I'm sure you understand that it was deliberate that the authorities crucified Jesus between two known criminals. It was intentionally staged to humiliate Jesus in front of the crowd and group him with a bunch of robbers. One legend makes the penitent thief a Judean Robin Hood who robbed the rich to give to the poor. The most interesting legend that I heard tells how the Holy Family was attacked by robbers on their way to Egypt after they fled from Bethlehem. Jesus was saved by the son of the leader of the robbers. The baby was seen as be so lovely that the young bandit could not bear to lay his hands upon him, but set him free, saying, "O most blessed children, if there ever comes a time for having mercy upon me, remember me. Do not forget this hour." That young robber who saved Jesus as a baby met him again on the cross at Calvary. And this time, Jesus saved him. Did you know that the word paradise is a Persian word? It means a walled garden. So when a Persian king wished to do someone of his subjects a very special honor, he made him a companion of the garden, which meant he was chosen to walk in the garden with the king. So it was more than immortality that Jesus promised the penitent thief. He promised him the honored place of a companion in the garden in the courts of heaven. This story tells us above all that it's never too late to turn to Christ. There are other things of which some of us must say, "The time for that is past. I'm too old now. I don't think I'll ever run in a marathon. Mountain biking is one of those things I will never do." But we can never say that it's too late to turn to Jesus. As long as our heart beats, the invitation of Christ still stands. I heard about the English poet and historian William Camden, who wrote about the man who fell off his horse while it was galloping. The man, before he hit the ground, supposedly said, "Betwixt the stirrup and the ground, mercy I asked, mercy I found." It's literally true, you know. While there's life, there's hope. In the name of the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.